This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burrows shares one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories about an Australian businessman who helped a Jewish beekeeper living in the Warsaw Ghetto.
Today, the name Stockmar is well known as the German manufacturer of high-quality art supplies, many created with beeswax, including the original product line of beeswax candles. The founder, Hans Stockmar, was born in Australia in 1890 and moved around the world with his father, a ship's doctor. He later quit an apprenticeship in Bremen, Germany, becoming a candle maker in the German area of Holstein. There, Stockmar befriended and employed Josef Gelbot, a Jewish beekeeper. Working together in 1922, Hans Stockmar founded a company for beekeeping supplies and beeswax candles. Along with candles, he produced modeling beeswax for sculpting and art lessons, followed a little later by classic wax crayons. Josef, the Jewish beekeeper, dreamed of making Aliyah, immigrating to the Holy Land, especially as Hitler began his final solution against Europe's Jews. But the Nazis soon caught up to Josef, sending him and his mother to Poland to be held in the infamous Warsaw Ghetto. From the time of his deportation in 1938, Josef kept in contact by writing letters to Hans, his fatherly righteous Gentile friend. In return, Hans sent food packages, clothing, and candles, all precious commodities in the subhuman conditions of the Warsaw Ghetto. I'll share more of this story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.